League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Before turning on the mics for John and Lance, let's pause to remember what they said yesterday in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
But if you just say slavery and just keep it moving, you might be okay.
The septum ring has turned into a real.
And nobody knew what they were doing. Nobody knew what they were talking about.
Well, speaking of not knowing what they were talking about, here comes John Clay Wolf hobbling in.
What's wrong with that?
You saying John Clay Wolf hobbling in is embarrassing. It's a bad person thing. And Frank captured it. Yeah, Matt Golden is UT bound. It's going to be good for all of them. Matt Golden heading there. You broke that story. But nobody believed it until it was on Twitter the next
day.
Yeah,
I lost my blue check.
You did.
I said, Matthew Golden's going to Texas, and everyone's like, you don't even have a blue check.
Is Caitlin Clark the greatest women's college basketball player ever?
Yes.
Better than the Lobos and the...
And the Sue Birds and all
the
rest.
Yeah, I think so. She's dynamic in a way that they weren't. Like, and they were great players.
Did you see her hit it from the beak yesterday?
Yes, she shoots from so far. But it's not that she can't. It's not that she has that range. It's that she is a phenomenal shooter. She's got
it's
step
ridiculous.
Backs. She's the all-time assist leader. Did you see some of the passes she made the other day?
Did Holy you see the block crap. To set that up, the game winner?
No.
She set up the under the basket. This girl was going, Michigan State girl was going up, and Caitlin Clark blocks it from behind. Iowa's got the ball. They walk it up the court, and she hits it from the logo. From the beak of the Iowa beak. Do you see this crowd at this game? This is a women's basketball game.
Oh yeah,
it's full. The stadium is full.
I'm gonna tell you, there is a chance that I go to an Iowa basketball game.
Women's.
Oh, yeah, because as a bucket list thing, I would love to go see her playing that. Or number one, she's can't miss basketball. Now I miss her frequently, but in theory, she can't miss basketball. I just realized.
You
I feel
miss
like
her
she
all
can't
the time.
Miss, and yet she's for everyone else. For you guys,
can't
y'all really
miss.
Shouldn't miss her. I've got work to do with draft stuff, but she's can't miss basketball that I frequently miss.
Mm-hmm.
But if I knew she was on, I would watch it.
Yeah, I would watch her game.
I would watch it if I knew she was on, Dell, and I would consider taking a trip there just to go see her. She is a phenomenal passer, great handles, better shooter than anything we've ever seen in women's college basketball. She would be one of the greatest in men's college basketball. She's got incredible range. She can get her own shot. She's good off the bounce. Like, yeah, she's the best college basketball player ever.
Well, not according to this one list.
What does that list say?
They're giving it to Cheryl Miller.
Cheryl Miller was the best?
I think Cheryl Miller
a phenom when there weren't many. I don't know how many women's college basketball players are really good.
She played
now.
Against plumbers like Jordan did.
Well,
or whatever.
Cheryl Miller was awesome.
So here,
but then and then the other female that was the most valuable player this year in the WNBA from Connecticut,
Ionesca or Io.
No.
She went to Oregon.
No, from Connecticut.
Connecticut, Breanna Stewart. Okay. Well, this list as far as best women's college basketball players, Diana Taurasi, number two, very acclaimed. Candace Parker, three.
Wait a minute. Is this best college or best?
Best college
women's
player. Candace Parker, three. Breanna Stewart, four. Sabrina Ionescu, five. Lynette Woodard, never heard of her, but from Kentucky. Number six, Shamika Holzclaw. Number seven,
Cheryl Tennessee Swoops. Is Holtz Glow, right?
Huh?
Tennessee is Holtz
yes. Glow. Yes. Cheryl Swoops.
Okay.
Eight. Kelsey Plum, who's, I think, now married to Darren Waller, but she played at Washington. And Bridget Gordon, who I haven't heard of, number 10. So, who knows? Caitlin Clark's career is not finished. A lot of these, not everyone, but a lot of people on this list have a national championship to their resume. She does not have one of those yet.
Yeah,
she was in the game.
It doesn't change the fact she's the best player.
Well, according to someone who never watches her.
Well, she's
seen
but now in all fairness, I don't know the girls she's playing against, but she's playing with a bunch of plumbers. Okay. Caitlin Clark is the whole team.
She kind of is.
Is that what generally happens to Iowa women basketball players? They become plumbers?
Well.
What? Don't. Let's just stay with plumbers, though. Okay. I thought this through a while ago, and I thought, you know what's best if I just stick with plumbers and don't try to get cute with this and make it gender specific? I'm just going to say plumbers, and we'll just move on.
What about doctor?
Yeah.
Future doctors.
Yep.
Well.
Okay. Well, the whole idea is
to diminish someone's. From Iowa?
You.
Well, they sure, have to have not? Doctors in Iowa. They don't import them from all across the country.
Maybe more like a vet.
I want my doctor from India.
You don't think there are any doctors in – you don't think they have a med school?
I'd rather have a vet from Iowa.
Yeah, but the people in Iowa probably have
farm
doctors
country,
from Iowa.
Country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Indiana,
people from
Iowa
still
Kansas.
Want doctors from India.
I'm telling you – oh, gosh. I'm telling you there's a med
See,
school
I mean,
there, I
just
think.
Just keep saying plumbers and let's not go any further with this. Yep, she plays with plumbers, John. You're right.
How about future engineers?
Yeah, possibly.
What?
Possibly.
What are they making? They got that thing out and they got the...
Nope, John. Let's get back to Caitlin
What are
Clark.
You talking about?
They got the thing out. He
the
meant
plans.
Tablecloth.
They got the plans.
Oh, okay. I thought
the
he was going tablecloth.
The blueprint.
And then they got the knife.
No, they got the blueprint
got the
for
tomato.
That the sandwich.
There it is.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure the Carver College
Look how
of Medicine...
Proud he is. Look how proud he just birthed his little sandwich baby.
Yeah, I'm sure the Carver College of Medicine in Iowa has produced some fine doctors, and some of them were women, too.
We're not
yes, look
that.
At you Googling the name
yeah,
of their
not gonna do
medical
Of course
thing.
I'm Googling it, because I'm an ally.
No, I think she's definitely the best that I've ever seen.
You don't
and
watch
I've seen
her.
Them all. Dell, I've watched.
You don't.
I've watched Cynthia Cooper.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Tina Thompson.
In college?
Swoops.
In college?
I talked to Van Chancellor one time.
He's not
a few times I played golf with Van Chancellor, who knows stuff.
Professionals.
I saw Cheryl Miller in a commercial once.
That's not her playing.
There was a lady named Ann Donovan that you haven't mentioned. She's old school. Cheryl Swoops, not Cheryl Swoops, but also Cheryl Miller also played with the Globetrotters at one time. Thank you. Look at me putting all this women's basketball knowledge on you.
Mm.
Ayahuasca or whatever.
That's not women's basketball.
Ayahuasca?
You got her.
Hiawatha Ionescu.
That's Sabrina Ionescu.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I know who I was talking about. See, you nailed it. Sue Bird, the one with the...
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Megan Rapinoe's
She plays soccer.
Person.
No, the forehead
oh, her,
one.
Oh, her girl, or her wife. What forehead? Diana Taurasi?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. See? How do you know it's Diana Taurasi?
Because
Diana
I understand.
Because we know you're...
She's got dimes. Caitlin Clark has dimes and shots.
You don't watch her play games.
Yes, I've seen her on ESPN all the time.
Highlights. You've seen highlights.
So? I saw YouTube stuff one time. No,
Stop
I know it.
It.
I know what I'm talking about in women's
You
basketball.
Are uninformed.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yes. No,
I'm not going to keep going.
Don't go. Don't keep going. What I got to talk about right now is betting on Caitlin Clark games, okay? Where do you do that? MyBookie.ag. Promo code bet975. I'm pretty sure they have women's college basketball games on there.
They have to. There's lines on them.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right? So you can bet them there. I mean, what can't you bet there? How about who the next Pope is going to be, who's going to win when Oscar time comes, and Oscar time is going to be here pretty soon. You can bet on the Oscars. You can bet on anything, okay? They'll put odds out on anything. And then they got odds. They've got a deal where you can change the odds of your game, and there's all kinds of – it's really, really cool. It's a great website. It's easy to navigate. You'll love it. You'll get all kinds of bonuses. When you sign up, you get a bonus. When the Super Bowl – I can't say Super Bowl in this ad. When the big game comes, they're going to have different bets for you, free bets for you. The number of prop bets that you're going to have is ridiculous. It's all at one place. MyBookie.ag, promo code bet975. Easy to win, pay, play, and get paid. When you win, all you got to do is go to MyBookie.ag, promo code bet975.
ESPN, 97.5.com. Aya Game Powder.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together. today.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Texans in a playoff game. It's basically a playoff game. Winning, you're in. Winning, you move on. Lose, and you go home. That's a playoff game, people. That's what we're doing here this week. And CJ, all right, CJ, one of the things that D'Amico said about CJ before this game was, man, CJ was just like cool, calm, and collected. D'Amico also said this, it's going to be a little faster. The guys are going to hit a little bit harder. There's going to be some more intensity to the game, this week's game, because it's different. But CJ says, no, here's how I'm going to approach it.
Yeah, you gotta keep it. It is what it is. Like, you don't want to make it too high. You don't want to make it too low. It's just a regular game. Since I told my teammates earlier, like, it's the same game we've been playing since we've been young. You know, so nothing changes. Gotta just prepare hard and do everything that we need to do to try to win this game. And I think that'll take us home. But trying to make it too big, that'll like psych you out and make you nervous and stuff. So I just believe in staying even keel.
I wonder where it comes from. With C.J. Stroud. You know, what he says, like, he speaks like a longtime veteran who's done many great things. Like, I wonder where he got all that from. Like, I wonder who the veteran was or who the voice was who got to him and got him to start. Like, he says these things, but I think he believes what he says. Like, he is saying what sounds like pre-programmed answers. But I believe that these are the answers that he now – he's a different player than I saw at Ohio State. The guy at Ohio State and the guy with the Texans, there's some subtle differences, but there are differences. Ohio State fans will tell you there's differences, at least the ones who are not maniacs that will try to beat you up in a parking lot. They will tell you, no, this guy's better than – he's way more consistent than the Ohio State version. I think for him to tell you don't get too high, don't get too low, like – I know Tom Brady, he asked Tom Brady a great question when he had a chance to. He said that there was a veteran when he was training who was telling him about the way he needs to approach the game. I'd love to know who that veteran was. I know he was with John Beck and those guys. I'm going to call John and ask him because I'd really be interested. And maybe he was talking about John Beck, who was a former NFL quarterback who's also a trainer. But somebody along the way, and maybe there's more than one, has imparted some knowledge and wisdom to him, but it didn't just go in one ear and out the other. Well,
That's the thing. And the stuff with Brady, you know, I'm sure he's taking it to heart. Man, I ain't here for you. This is my job, and so stay out of my way.
He sounds like a businessman who goes about, like, and I love it.
Here he is talking about the pressure of this game.
I think, like I said, just being myself, you know, just not making the moment bigger than what it is, and just going out there having fun. Like, this game is meant to be fun, so that's what I plan to do, you know, not be in an eggshell, or be nervous. Like, of course, they're going to be I have national nerves every game, but I just think those are probably the reason why I just really just lock into my preparation and things like that.
You know, and maybe it is Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans. While I'm sitting here giving other people who I don't even know credit, you know, other potential quarterbacks, maybe Slowick and Ryans have been preaching this and it's sunk in. I mean, this not too high or too low. That's classic D'Amico Ryans. Maybe he's taking on the role. I want to say this on the air and I'm not going to, but I'll say it off the air, but there are teams right now who are looking for what the Texans have with their head coach and quarterback. Now that shouldn't be a surprise, but what they specifically are looking for is the relationship between Ryans. Like, is there any special sauce between Ryans and between D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud? And the only thing I can think of is that I think that, you know, if you want to, if I'm playing, and I don't know, this will probably offend some people. I'm going to play amateur psychologist on the air, and hopefully I've been around radio long enough so people don't lose their mind. But it's a guy whose dad went to prison, right? C.J. Stroud. He was a religious man. I don't even know the whole story. And it was, it's traumatic for him, as you can imagine. And he was a guy who was not always real trusting in terms of the coaches. Like, he has to get to know you. This is coming from people close to CJ. He has to get to know you. But when he knows you and he trusts you, he's all in. And, but there is a, you know, there's a level. There's a shell that had been built up around him over the years. And I think and as an amateur psychologist, and I do think I could do some psychology if I had a chance to, even without a degree.
You know, we've been partners for 25 years or so, and my daughter is a doctor of psychology.
In a way,
so it may be some of that's rubbed off.
Some of that's osmosis. Right. But think about this. D'Amico comes off as a father figure, same way A.J. Hinch was with the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had that fatherly tone. You had...
that dad let you get away with stuff, though, that you shouldn't have.
Which dad?
A.J. Hinch.
Well, he broke your – no, he was mad about it. Remember,
didn't he hit something with a bat? He still didn't stop you from doing it.
Well, you were bad. You were petulant kids.
Yeah, well, but that's what dads are supposed to do, discipline them and stop the bad behavior.
Do you get a father figure angle from D'Amico Ryans, a strong father figure, as a young guy?
But yet, I think he's young enough, and he played. He's relatable to the guys.
But this is why I think it's father figure. It's not – It's a pedestal where you're like, okay, he's clearly the coach, but he's that rare age. He's played. He's been a coordinator. He's got a certain personality, wildly confident, just incredibly confident and self. And when I say that, not cocky, like self-assured. He has a way that he knows that the process is how it's supposed to go. People always make the mistake of thinking that he played under Nick Saban. He didn't. But you would think he's a Saban guy with how he stays true to his preparation and the way he approaches games.
He's not an a-hole like that, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's not an a-hole. But I just think his personality and everything about him almost gives off father figure. I think it's allowed C.J. Stroud, potentially, if I were to guess, to come out of his shell faster than he would have with any other organization and to have confidence greater. And I think he listens. It's not just a head coach saying things at the end. Okay, men, all right. What we got to do here, it was a great win, but listen, stay focused on the big things, right? You know, care about the big things, but focus on the little things, okay? All right, no practice on Monday. You know, they say things like that.
Yeah, great.
I think D'Amico Ryans, when he says stuff, I think C.J. Stroud has taken it all to heart, and I think it has made him a more mature quarterback, something that most quarterbacks don't come out of college with, something that I had heard there were some questions about, how coachable was he going to be? That guy's not only been coachable, he is a pro. Like, I can't believe the answers he gives. Right now, I still can't believe it because I think it's real. He's not just saying what you want to hear, and he's actually not just giving cliched answers. It sounds cliched, but I don't think him saying, I don't want to get too high or too low, he plays like that.
Yeah. My daughter, who is a psychologist.
Yeah, did you ask her about
And she said, Lance, you're not. You're not.
No,
one.
I'm not a psychologist.
No, per se.
Like I'm not.
You know what? With her 8 years of grad school, but you're close.
I've been in two marriages.
It seemed like 8 years.
I've been in two marriages. I have 5 kids. I've dealt with multiple hosts. Along the way, I've had a couple of hard falls.
You're kind of a psychologist.
Well, I'm introspective.
These are your qualifications.
Yeah.
You fell down.
Yeah. You fell down. But
I've had to overcome adversity. I've overcome adversity.
He's like one of those savants that really can't just.
An idiot savant.
Beautiful mind.
Where he can't walk.
Beautiful mind. No, that's not it.
Okay.
More like beautiful mind.
He's got so much going on up there.
No, I'm beautiful mind.
He can't even walk.
I'm not a savant.
Can you count to 2?
Einstein couldn't find his way home. You remember? You know that? Mm. He couldn't even find his way home.
Are you sure you're not a savant?
That's actually a good point, John.
Yeah.
So now you are a savant.
E equals MC squared. Bang.
You don't even know what that means.
Michael Connor and Josh Beard.
Two Michael Connors squared. So you're saying you're a savant, an idiot savant.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. You said that.
No, he said that.
No, I didn't.
Half that.
I said I'm beautiful mind.
Which half, John? Which half is he?
I'm beautiful mind.
You know which half he is.
I've got a poster that shows me I'm beautiful mind.
You know which half
he's half a idiot savant.
He's a half.
You're half an idiot savant. You choose which one you are.
I think I made great points on D'Amico Ryan's. I thought y'all were going to play something from Shannon Sharp.
Well, I mean.
We were, but you kind of.
Well, we've got word from his daughter that you're not a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was a psychiatrist, psychologist.
Per se. Or psychologist.
No, that either.
More of a therapist.
Per se.
You're not that.
I like to say.
Analyst.
No one goes to you for.
I'm an analyst.
No one wants you analyzing them.
Yeah, you're an
I can analyze
analyst.
Situations and give you advice.
I don't want you doing
I didn't
that.
Say,
You've
say
analyzed this whole segment.
I'm not classically trained.
That's one word for it.
I'm not classically trained, but I'm right.
On what?
A lot of stuff, including D'Amico Ryan's the father figure of the team.
Okay.
I nailed it.
Do you think Jerry Hughes looks at him as a father figure?
No, he looks
Jerry's probably unk. Older than
he calls him Unc, probably.
Also,
no, he's
older brother.
No, that's cousin, actually. Cuz. Yeah, older brother or cousin.
Yeah, cuz. Hey, cuz.
What's up, cuz?
Time for me to talk about Doc Linville again. Doc Linville is awesome. Doc Linville has got a deal for you right now if you need hair. And listen, if you need hair, there's a chance that you don't need the neo-grafting. Neo-grafting is a big procedure. It's $3.50 a graft, which normally it's $4, but, I mean, literally the $3.50, the 50 cents that he's taken off right now, which isn't going to last long, the 50 cents is like may be worth like $1,000 to you, $1,000 off. So that'll give you an idea of how much this is and how what the procedure is and how big it is and all of that stuff. But you could also get the PRP, where he takes your blood, shakes it up, and puts it back in your scalp, and that promotes the growth of your own hair. That's really, really inexpensive. And you just want hair. You don't care how you get it, but Doc will help you. All right. If you're balding, go to 975hair.com right now, and Doc Linville will help you get that hair that you want. You hate being bald. You hate balding. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
These cops are interrogating me about an ounce of weed as if I didn't kill an Applebee's hostess 2 miles away.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
9:33 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is our final segment before we hit the... Well, we've got News of the Weird, so this is our final segment that's not weird, unlike the other segments that we've had. Is Shannon Sharp going to play? Shannon Sharp. And this to say, I think Kevin Stefanski is going to be coach of the year. But a pretty good point here is that Kevin Stefanski has a lot more to work with. He has a defense that has won games. Now, he's doing it with Joe Flacco. He has four different quarterbacks that have won football games for him this year, which is amazing. And Joe Flacco is playing as good as he did when he won the Super Bowl, but he's doing it again. He's doing it with Joe Flacco, but Shannon Sharp makes this point.
Kevin Stefanski, this is his second playoff appearance in four seasons. Do you think he should be up for a candidate for coach of the year?
Absolutely. I think D'Amico Ryan should be in that running, considering he's doing this with a rookie quarterback. But for me, if Houston makes the playoff with a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback,
is D'Amico?
You got to give it to D'Amico. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Let's face it. He has less to work with than Kevin Stefanski does, right? That's right, isn't he? I know he's doing it with Joe Flacco, but is he not, does he not have less to work with? The answer is yes.
He does not have the league's best defense, but when you have – when you've won football games with three to four different quarterbacks, it's going to be Stefanski. I mean, the Joe Flacco thing alone makes it Stefanski. But for my money and based on where this culture was and where this organization was, I don't think people understand what D'Amico Ryan's has done. Like, he's given an entire city hope football wise. He is now. So has C.J. Stroud has been a big part of it, and you could look at okay, C.J. Stroud was drafted too. Joe Flacco was on a couch. You know, Kevin Stefanski won as well. Kevin Stefanski also has Myles Garrett, and the Texans, you know, had Blake Cashman come in, Jerry Hughes, Jonathan Grenard. You had great play from the defensive line has been more impactful this year. He's gotten more out of Stingley than anyone else has ever gotten out of Stingley. Well, he's only in his second year, but I would have no problem with it going to D'Amico Ryans. As a matter of fact, I think it should go to D'Amico Ryans because big picture-wise, the Texans were in a dump for three straight years. I love what Stefanski has done with less at quarterback, no question, and D'Amico has had more at quarterback. I get that. But the Browns went in from a talent base way ahead of the Texans. D'Amico starting at ground, he's mm-hmm. starting at ground floor, is at zero.
Yeah.
He's at three. I mean, you know, he's at a low win total and relatively low expectations, and he's playing in the last week
Stefanski
for us.
Stefanski may have inherited, though, the worst trade in NFL history. It's a possibility.
It's a bad
well,
one.
Other than Russell, now it's, I mean, I don't know. Which one's worse, Deshaun or Russell Wilson? That's a good. That's
how
a,
much? How many?
I think Russ might be worse now.
When how you look many at the guys, draft picks did they give up?
They gave up a four or five and players.
See, that one's over. The D'Amico, I mean, Deshaun is still alive. That's still to be debated. Russell is one of the worst ever. Giving him that contract, that is one of the worst deals you made because it also necessitated a terrible contract. And, but, of course, the Browns gave Deshaun what I consider to be a terrible contract. But he's still, you know, he's still got a chance to play. Like, Deshaun could still become a player over there, and he did have a couple good games this year. Russell, they never even got, like, good Russell, good, I said Westbrook, good Russell Wilson never even showed up in Denver.
Okay. Russell Wilson and Ayoma Uwazudike, a fourth-round pick. Four. Drew Lock, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, Charles Cross, Boye Mafe, Tyreek Smith, Devon Witherspoon, Derek Hall.
Wow. That's who they got? With
That's
those...
who they got. All that.
No, there's no way.
Yes.
How many draft picks did they get?
They got one, two, three, four, five picks.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And they got Fant, Locke, and Shelby Harris.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's terrible.
That might be the worst ever.
And, yeah,
and now terrible. What it's going to cost them $86 million against the cap as well to cut them. They're splitting it up over 2 years.
So we traded Deshaun for Will Anderson because you'll have this next year's first round taken away also.
Right.
And then whoever goes in the first round next year, right? There's still one more year?
No. We got.
Oh, no,
we
no.
We
still
got Cleveland. We still got Cleveland. We gave up our own for Will Anderson.
No. Why do we have two? No. Was Kenyon Green? Oh, no.
No, Kenyon Green was before that.
Kenyon was a Deshaun pick.
Oh, Deshaun. Oh. Well, okay. Will, we don't.
Kenyon and Will Anderson for Deshaun.
The jury is still out on Kenyon Green. Or. Something. How about that? You get all right. Tunsil, Kenyon Green. I guess Juice is going to be the center next year. Or Patterson, one of the two. Shaq and Titus Howard, or whomever is going to be at left guard.
Uh-huh.
Whoever is going to be the case. You know.
I think there's a good chance it could be Juice and Patterson at center. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although Juice did not play all that great.
If I'm not happy with Kenyon Green, I'm trying to deal him. I'm trying to talk about.
Yeah, everybody's going to want to pick him up after what they saw his rookie year.
I think the best you get is a fourth for him.
Wow.
At best.
That's just awful. That is just awful to hear.
Because you got 2 years, and you don't even know if you want to give him a fifth year. You don't even know if you want to give him a fifth year option. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do I want to? The Texans aren't going to. Right now, based on the first 2 years, there's no way after the third year that they say, yep, give us Kenyon Green for the fifth year. We want to pay him that money. I think they will decline his fifth-year option. Based on where we are currently, he's going to get his fifth-year decline, and he'll be a Texan for 4 years, where we are currently. But I'm hoping that changes. I still have hope for Kenyon Green. I just have less faith and confidence.
Yeah. Rockets in Brooklyn tonight. Who you got in this one?
It's in Brooklyn?
No, it's here.
It's here? Oh, right.
Yeah, remember
here.
We got a, like a nine straight games.
You're not beating the Rockets at home.
You're not beating the Rockets at home.
I mean, the Sixers did, but it took some bad decision-making by the Rockets.
The Nets got a lot of really good players. Good players. No great players. Cam Thomas, Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, Lonnie Walker, Spencer Dinwiddie, Keon Johnson, Nick Claxton. They're good. They're just not great. But you know what?
They have a bunch of third best players on a team.
When is, oh my God, I've forgotten his name already. Our enforcer. When's he coming back?
Our enforcer?
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks.
Oh, you consider him the enforcer.
He's our enforcer.
I was thinking power forward. Dylan, I don't know.
When is Dylan Brooks coming back, by the way? I mean, it sure would be nice every once in a while if he played basketball for, you know, $20 million a year. That'd be great.
Oh, now all of a sudden, Dylan Brooks. Yeah. Be available, Dylan. Get it back on the court.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks.
He won't play today. He's not going to play in this game.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great if you got on the floor.
How many games does he miss?
He's not going to.
Need to be more. I mean, what's the best?
He's only missed. How many
ability?
Games?
He has
availability.
Oh,
John.
You know what? He's missed already. This is going to be the fourth straight game he's missed.
Need him back. Need him back. Let's go. Let's go, Dylan.
Let's go, Dylan.
That just sounds like a really white guy from one of those shows.
90210.
90210 shows.
Just let the man get healthy, John. He's trying. You know he's trying.
Is he? He's not trying. You
think he's hanging out?
Dylan Fuller. Get back. Let's go.
Wow.
In December, what a turn. In November, Dylan Brooks averaged 13.2 points a game and shot 80% from free throw line, 41% from three. In December, he shot 37.9.3 from three, which I'd still take.
Yeah, absolutely.
85% from the line and 13.8. I mean, no real fall off there.
No, I'll take all of that.
Dylan right now is Dylan Brooks. Yeah, but we got to get Dylan Brooks' offense back. We've got to get his three-point shooting back.
We just got to get Dylan Brooks back.
Did you ever think you'd say, we got to get that three-point
look? I don't know if you know, but we give up more points now. Not to Detroit, per se, but, you know, other teams that are good.
Yes, it's not. So lately, here's what you've given up. 113, 131, 129, 123.
That's too much. That's too much to give up.
That's a little on the high side.
Yeah. No. We need Dylan Brooks.
And the other losses... In your losses, you've given
punching people in the groin.
How about this? In your losses, 131, 129, 123, 134, 135, 128.
Yeah.
107, 131, 121, 121, 105, 106. Yeah, since you started, it is, once teams get to 130, you're losing. I mean, imagine.
Really?
That. Imagine that. But this is way too many
120s and 130s. I need Dylan Brooks to start punching people in the junk again.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's whenever he gets suspended. Do you want him out more or do you want him back?
Yeah.
What do you think the Rockets are right now from a team standpoint, a team defense?
Team defense?
Yeah.
Where they are in the league?
Yeah,
probably 19th.
They are, let's see, team point differentials.
No, not that.
Well, I know, but I'm just trying to find where my defensive stats are. What do you think? 19th, you said?
Yeah.
They were, at one point, they were one.
Yeah, not anymore.
There's no way
they're. Not with these, all right, maybe 12th or 13th. Where are they now?
Opponent points. Let's see. Okay. So they are, oh my God, they've tumbled. This can't be true.
Where are they?
Oh, no. This is opponents. Yeah, the Rockets right now are third in the league.
Are third in the league?
109.8.
With the way they've been playing lately?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, they remember now. They had some lockdown stuff, but you're right. Yeah. That seems, I would have guessed that they were about 112 points a game.
Yeah.
Which is where Bulls, Miami Heat, the top four defensive teams, top five defensive teams in the league.
Still one of the top
teams. Timberwolves, Nuggets, Rockets, Sixers, Celtics. You know, just playoff teams. No big deal.
Well...
I don't think the Rockets are
the Rockets are 10th right now? Whatever.
Play-in team, though.
No. 945 ESPN, 97.5 at 92.5. They've been bad lately defensively, so I don't know how they're still third in the league. Boy, the league. Catch up, league. Let's go. start stopping some people. Let's play a little defense. Time to talk about being a champion, Champion Energy. Champion Energy is the best. People, if you're looking for the best way right now to get your electricity, Champion Energy is here for you. Champion.energy/1560. I love Champion Energy because I pay less. I don't know what you pay. And I got an electric vehicle, okay? I've got an electric vehicle that I charge at my house, and it has been really not noticeable, the difference in my electricity bill, because Champion Energy just charges you less. I love that about them. You will get your squarest deal. You will get the deal that you can live with every single month. And I'm telling you, love Champion Energy. You will love Champion Energy too. If you have not checked it out, I don't know who you're with, but they really do make a difference. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened?
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So I'm going to read you this headline, and you tell me. Family welcomes twins born in separate years. How can this be possible?
Oh, let me guess. On New Year's Eve, there was one born on the 31st and one born on the 1st.
Took me a while. I was like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, one was born. How about that?
It's easy because of the time frame you're telling me the joke.
Right next to right. Okay, I got a couple of stories here. How about this man? A man was shot while driving through Mount Healthy. Do you feel like Mount Healthy, you should be able to drive through and live?
Yeah.
If you're going through a town called Mount Healthy.
It's not called Mount Bulletproof.
No,
yeah.
No,
like,
but
if you told me a guy had a congenitive heart failure going through Mount Healthy, there's the irony.
Yeah. Well, and this is the second shooting in less than 24 hours. Mount Healthy, not nearly as healthy as the name would suggest.
Mount No Gun Violence is not the name.
No, it's not. It's really not. A tire shop owner is facing a big problem. He was accused of shooting a landscaper who blew leaves onto his property. Do you feel like maybe he overreacted to having leaves on his property?
I think that's an overreaction.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You think
what type of leaves? Those pine.
They're hard to get up.
Those are annoying.
They are annoying, but annoying enough to shoot someone.
Well,
shoot and kill.
Was he killed?
It doesn't say.
Maybe
shot.
It's a flesh wound, just to prove a point.
Even still, I think any kind of a shot to someone for blowing leaves on your property.
You haven't had to sweep up pine needles for days on end.
It does suck.
A new study says cougars are happier and have better love lives than women with the same men, with men of the same age.
Oh, look, a study. Look, one of your studies, you're telling me. You don't say.
Really?
So is that weird? Guys,
so women having no sex with younger guys are happier than having sex with their long-term husbands?
Right.
That's odd.
No one
Who would have thought that?
No one saw that one coming, did they now? Okay. A man was arrested after attempting to rob an ATM using a stolen church van. I kind of feel like that would be a good getaway
car. Actually not a bad idea. I'm rewatching Heat because it's on Netflix. And I forgot that Neil McCauley went and stole an ambulance. Because who's going to question an ambulance?
An ambulance
got the lights on. You don't think twice about an ambulance. Church van, what are you, worried about a church van? No. You just look right past a church van.
Yeah. No. I feel like that's a pretty good, unless,
it's a smart way.
You know, they've already reported it. And, oh, look, there's the church van
that
was stolen.
Well, that's the problem, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A single mother's future is in jeopardy after a thief stole her driveway. Here's a picture. They came in. They said they were going to replace the driveway. They took all of the driveway away and never came back.
I don't think they stole it. I think what they did was they didn't do a job she paid for.
Well, they never finished the.
So wait, what did you say? Her her job.
Well, apparently the homeowners association is saying you got to fix that or you're going to have problems. And she's like, "Well, I don't. I paid them."
Did you hear what happened to me in News of the Weird?
Yeah, yeah. And are you guys going to watch the Mickey Mouse horror film?
Nope. What is it?
Look at there. It is.
Ooh, that does look kind of scary.
Doesn't that look scary? They can actually use Mickey Mouse now because the patent on the old, you know, Mickey Mouse on the boat.
Yeah.
That has expired. A 1928 short film featuring Mickey Mouse. And apparently the patent has expired and now they can use it. And Mickey Mouse is going to kill people. Do you want to watch Mickey Mouse kill people?
I might actually watch that.
More money for Mickey, John.
Actually, it's not.
Well, true.
Yeah, it's not actually more money for Mickey, so I think they should stop. And now kids are going to be scared of Mickey Mouse and not want to go. All right, there goes my stock.
F them kids, John.
There goes my wife's stock. It ain't mine.
Yeah, it's not your stock.
It's not my stock. I don't get it.
It's yours, too.
No, it ain't.
You're
really
married.
It's really not.
It's community property.
It's really, really not.
Did she force you to sign a prenup?
No.
There you
a
go.
A postnup. It'll be a postnup, right?
What kind of will be? And finally, a cobra has died after being bitten by an Indian boy.
So
it was on the board. I've seen these videos where they're fearless, just little babies are snatching up cobras. I'm like, what in the world?
Well, the cobra had wrapped itself around the baby, around the boy, an 8-year-old, and he bit the cobra, and the cobra ended up dying.
Well,
don't start and I won't be no.
That's right.
Cobra.
That's a fafo.
Cobra, find out.
That's a fafo.
Okay. Find out what happens. Fool around and find out.
Indian kids are fearless around snakes.
I know.
I am to this day. Just don't. I don't want to ever see a snake. When you go use the bathroom today, John, at
I
any
look
point
in
if
there.
You sit down,
yes.
Just assume that at any point it could shoot out of the water up at you.
See, you're the worst.
What kind of person are
you're
you?
You're the worst person there is. The
best kind of person.
No. I do look,
seeds.
Though. See if there's,
you have
there's
to look
a snake in
case there's a snake in there.
Yeah,
you seen the ones where guy will come up and ring a doorbell and there's a snake up on the, have you seen those?
Yeah.
Like up on a screen door and it goes, whoosh, like, oh! Those are terrible, too. That can happen to me at any time.
Yeah, or when they just fall out of the ceiling on people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that giant python that was in that ceiling.
Yes, yes.
That's the worst.
What about...
snake videos are terrible.
Yeah, snake videos are terrible. But you know what's not terrible?
Underdog Fantasy. I knew it. It's not terrible. You know why? Because they are the King Cobras of fantasy football. They're the ones that have everyone scared because it's not just fantasy football. It's baseball and it's basketball. And now we're talking about basketball, and they've got Daily Fantasy. Yes, I want to tell you about Daily Fantasy. It's great. It's a fun way to play on a daily basis, have a chance to win and compete against other people. But you know where they're really shining right now is their Pick'em Challenge. So in the Pick'em Challenge, you can go higher or lower on a stat total for your players. Now, it can't just be one, but it can be as few as two or as many as five, and you're going to win multipliers depending on how many players you pick. Two gets you 3-1, four gets you 6-1, two gets you 3-1, three gets you 6-1, then 10-1, and then finally 20-1 for five. You can win 20-1, 20 times your original play if you hit all of your statistics right on higher or lower than what they have listed out there. This is a great opportunity for you. Download the app. Super easy to navigate and really a lot of fun to actually watch games and have you know, you're in the game while you're watching the game. That's how I look at it. Use promo code Lance. They'll match up to $100 of your first deposit, minimum deposit of $10 there. But basketball season's here. Start to get into the game and enjoy it a little bit more. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're watching ESPN 97.5 with your ears.
High definition.
Bye, babe.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.